Another episode, Ryan with Brennan. Thanks for tuning in. We are back in Muskegon today at Turbo Jim's Brothel on Western. It's not really a brothel. That's just what they call it. Just because she was already like, what the fuck? Dude said he wasn't going to say that. And then he went and said that. So, but I am here with the Chick Run Association and extras. I made it big when I got the extras here.
She's a pro angel.
Yeah. So, yeah, once again, per usual, I'm not the best-looking guy or person on camera today. Maybe the best-looking guy. I don't know.
The only guy.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. You brought me down a notch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was all happy. She's like, yeah, but you're the only one.
Well, these days, you might not be the only one.
I know. Yeah. I know. That we know of. Put it that way. There we go. So, introduce yourselves. Go. What's your name?
I'm Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks for coming.
I'm Annie.
Hi, Annie.
I'm Lori.
Hi, Lori. I'm Brendan. So you guys are Chick Run Association. Women Riding for Women's Causes. Explain briefly Chick Run Association. And I know you guys have a ride coming up that we'll get to. But just how did it come to be? History of it.
Okay, so it started all back in 1999.
Okay.
A group of ladies, Lady Fred was one of them, started an all-women motorcycle ride, and they rode for breast cancer. And it went on for about 6 years, and then Lady Fred was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't want to, like, get rid of the run. It would be cool to find someone to take it over. So there was a group of us that took it over. And when we took it over, it was 2005, I believe, and we named it the Chick Run Association. So there was a group of us, and we wanted to all put collectively equal times into it together. And so we just started doing it, and we chose a different charity every year so we could spread the love and awareness of all these different charities, and we focus our charities towards women and children in our community in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This will be the 21st year that I've done it. It will be the 27th annual Chick Run. So
that is awesome, and good for
you. We've
been
doing it for a long time, and we've raised in the past, and since I've been keeping track, since in the past 20 years, we've raised over $35,000.
For different causes.
For our community in Grand Rapids.
That's awesome. Yeah. Kudos. Great. Congrats. That's good stuff. Yeah. And it's not easy to put on a run, as people think, like, oh, you just show up and go. You have, it takes some organization.
Planning.
Yeah, yeah. I've been
so
there.
I have a group of awesome women, so Teresa and Lori, and there's like three other girls who couldn't be with us today that help put it on, Debbie, Kim, and Kat. And so there's six of us, and we've been doing it for a while, and we, like, raise money. We like, make T-shirts and sweatshirts, and we get raffle prizes to sell, raffle tickets, and raffle off at our run. And we try to go in a different area every time and promote women-owned businesses and bars and restaurants and stuff along our way.
So I missed you guys by one day having you on for the International Female.
Yes.
That was the 19th annual International Female Ride Day. So I apologize for that.
It's all good.
Let's blame Shona.
But, no, it was International Female Ride.
You guys are all riding.
We're all busy.
Right, right.
Well, we got shit to do. We can't sit here and podcast.
So you guys, you have a big run coming up on June. I almost said January. January 7th. That's going to be a lot less turnout. January 7th.
Yeah.
June 7th coming up. And that's a couple weeks. Today's Star Wars Day, May the 4th. You told me that. Yep. How big a fan you were of Star Wars. So tell us about the run. How much? Like, give the details.
Okay, so it's always the first Saturday of June every year. We start at Dwight Lydell Park in Comstock Park, which is right on West River Drive across from Lake Vitalis. And by the post office there. We start there every year, the first Saturday in June. We do about a 100-mile ride, and we have three stops this year, and we go a different direction each year. This year we're going southwest towards Fenville. And, so this year we're raising money for Family Promise of West Michigan, and they help homeless families in our community in West Michigan by providing 55 rooms of shelter and emergency shelter, housing, or not housing, but like food and assistance and things.
Sure.
That they need to, like,
hygiene, personal hygiene stuff.
Stuff like, they also help people to, you know, pay their rent so they don't become homeless. And it's, if you have a child, then you are qualified for this program. And they do a lot and they help a lot and they need as much support as possible with everything that's going on in our country right now.
So we gotta help
our community, and that's what we aim for, is trying to help. We focus towards women's charity because we're all women. It's an all women ride.
Yeah,
it's a kind of a unique thing. There's not a lot of all women rides in Michigan, but we're getting there. We're getting more and more.
Well, yeah, every year it's gonna grow, right?
Female Ride Day, which like focuses on women, but that's not the only fucking day that we can ride. So we can ride all the time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know? And, it's cool that they do that and they showcase that. But yeah, we're more than 25% of riders out there today, and we're growing. And
yeah, all the time. Yep. And noticeably, if you watch bikes and people watch, like every time I hear a bike, I think we're probably all the same. We're like, our neck snap to check it out. So, yeah. Even this morning, I had an interview and I heard they're like in the middle of talking on bikes, and I'm like, try not to be rude, right? So, but yeah, that's awesome. But I do want to emphasize that it is female only ride.
Yep.
What about backpacks? Can male backpacks?
Nope.
All right. Well, I mean, why is that funny?
No, like dudes have their stag rides all the time. You know, this is all chick ride. You know, and it's a day about sisterhood and bonding and like, you know, empowering each other and.
And not for that. I just want to be clear because if somebody does see this and be like,
we have a lot of guys asked to like, hey, can we block? Like, no, we got this. We don't need any of that.
Right on.
We're good.
That's good. Yeah. Good for you. And so the three stops are typically women owned. You said, is that like,
we try to aim for women-owned.
Sure, I guess
you can't always do that. But like, yeah, we will totally favor women owned businesses and stops. And we try to promote that as with anything, you know, women.
Yeah, as you should. Mm-hmm. So do you guys normally, like, were you friends before all this started, or do you guys ride together all the time? Like,
we all were friends before.
That's what I mean,
We also ride, like, hey, like, you ride, hey, come on my chick run, check this out. Hey, Lord, come on my chick run. Yeah, and I've met a lot of my best friends through this ride. Like, I've been doing this for over 20 years now, so I've made a lot of friends through this. And a lot of people, like, I've met all these amazing ladies. They come on our ride and they support us. And so then we all become friends and we all go ride like other times and stuff.
Yeah,
and we all help each other. And it's a great networking. And like, that's why we're here today. Because Shauna was like, hey, you want to do this podcast? Like,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah, I was flipping through the old Face Space there, and I saw something about it. I'm like, that sounds like something I'd want to have on and see what we can do to promote, for sure. So
it's a wonderful partner.
Yeah.
I would love for every woman to be able to enjoy it.
So
it's truly been an eye-opener for me as a female writer.
Like, as soon as I saw it, I shot her a text. Hey, do you know these girls? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, got it in.
Cool.
Like, sweet. So, and
keyword is networking. Like, this is a huge.
Sure.
It is.
It's not, like, it's not even just about motorcycles. It's bigger than that.
Empowering.
You are saying the way that our world is going right now, shit's getting ugly, and there's people everywhere that need help. So, if we can combine and make good out of huge ordeals, it's.
And if we put all of our forces towards the good side, not the dark side, being the May 4th.
Hey!
We're going to make a difference in our community, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, for sure. And how do you guys, who dictates what, say, charity every year?
So there's a group, like I said, of six of us that
kind of
put this thing together. And anyone can join and help out and be a part of us. It's, you know, you just got to show up. So like, we'll like Google some stuff, or someone has a charity they want to come every year. We try to pick a different one, and like, I'll try to like find a bunch of different ones, and we'll throw it on the table and be like, all right, we vote. What do we ride for this?
Awesome.
You know, and we try to get a good, you know, worthy charity, and there's so many in Grand Rapids, so it's not really hard.
Right. Sure. So we talked about this a bit off camera, and I fucked it up in the way I presented it, but that's not anything unusual for this show. But it's going to be, as female riders continue to grow in numbers, beginning riders, particularly, watch it for shit thrown at me, tend to can be a little nervous and a little nerve-wracking to go without their significant other or whatever, what have you. And especially riding in a group, if they've been on charity rides before, assuming they probably backpack charity rides, and now they're... And I go by this because Jill, my friend Jill, is... She just got her endorsement. I got her bike in my garage right now. And she's ready to go, but she's timid. And it's like, this is the kind of stuff I would want her to come out and do to gain the confidence. And you guys are all going to lift each other up. You're not out, you know, now you guys, I didn't get one catty vibe, well, Shona. Anyway.
Probably because you deserve it.
Yeah, well, no, that's a given, right? That's definitely a given. I do deserve it all the time. But I think it's a great way that if you're, and some people, some girls ride and don't know a big bunch of girls, you know, support system, whatever you want to call it, of female riders. So this would be an awesome way to get out.
So yeah, we welcome every skilled rider to our group. We get a lot of new riders, a lot of, you know, first time women riders in groups. And so, like, honestly, like, I feel like this is a good kind stuff. Of a good introduction to group riding, because we're not like the giant group like today is the Muskegon Motorcycle Club Spring.
Sure. Yep.
That thing's fucking huge. Yeah. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get lost in whatever. And this one, we usually have a group about, I mean, it depends on the weather always, but, you know, like on a good day, about 50 to, you know, almost, we've had 100 bikes on our ride.
That's substantial. Because, you know, there's a lot of rides with clubs that don't get that.
So this is all women, and we are here to support each other and lift each other up and, like, teach each other and learn from each other. And we leave our drama at the door and all of our differences. And there's people from all over Michigan. I have friends from Indiana that come up to this ride, and we're all walks of life. You know, doctors, lawyers, just printers, whatever, like all walks of life. And we bond together and learn together. Like, for a new rider to come, we're like, all right, we're going to put you in the middle of the pack, and then this is how you do. You know, you just stay on this side, you know, like, yeah. And then by the end of the run, they're like, dude, can I block? That is so empowering for, like, it's a newbie to, like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna block this.
Yeah.
500 of these biker chicks are dudes are like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, no girls are going there. You know? It's very empowering. And by the end of the run, you always have those girls like, this is my first time blocking, and this is amazing. And I'm like, fuck yeah. You're my new blocker for the rest of the season. So, yeah. It's good, and it gives them confidence, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Like, support each other.
We want there to be more women riders. We want to break that fucking stereotype, and, you know,
absolutely.
Like, we're people, and we're bikers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Annie's really great about giving instruction at the beginning.
Okay.
So the new riders, if there are any that year, will know exactly what to do and what to expect. So
whether they listen or not is one thing. But,
right. Yeah. Well,
works out. And like I said, by the end of the run, they're blocking and they're having fun, and they're back for more.
Yeah.
The next year, and it's fun.
I think anybody who does it once is going to want to go back in a group ride, because it's so fun to have. I've been riding a group ride, and I've seen my buddy shoot up next to me because he was looking off in the field somewhere, and next thing you know, he's in the ditch. And so you have to have the safety talk, and you have to pay attention, but it's still a ton of fun, right? He was okay, by the way. And if it wasn't.
Don't
be a dumbass. Yeah, is it really?
I was there for that one.
It wasn't him, I don't think.
My boy was only 17.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it can happen, right? But...
Well, I think what's nice, too, is, like, I only started riding a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and I showed up. I didn't know anyone other than Annie, and I was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And the first time ever in a group ride, I kind of stuck to the back, but exactly as Annie explained, it's like, by the end of the day, I was more comfortable. I knew, you know, you can find the people you're close to, and you know how they're kind of riding, and you can, you know, keep track with them, and can see what they're doing, and you're learning the whole time. And it's like all that intimidation that I had going into it, it was gone. And I was like, I can't wait to do this next year. And I think the next year I ended up blocking too. I was like, it's just.
We're on the same timeline because I started 5 years ago. This will be my third year.
Okay. So, yeah. so did you, what was your evolution into riding your own? Did you backpack for a while with?
Maybe one time, and then like, I said no.
I want control of this. This is okay. Yeah, I get it. For sure. How about you? How long have you been riding?
I've been riding about 11 years.
Okay.
I backpacked for a couple years with my husband, and a friend of mine got her CY, and I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Hell yeah!
So I went and took it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to really do it or not, but I'm gonna take the course and figure it out, right? As soon as the time came where they said pick up your feet, I was like, hooked.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't take much, does it?
No.
So I have a really, really good friend, J-Mo. She's an instructor at Arsenal Harley Davidson for their riding academy, and she was just. I can already imagine the text I'm going to get of her just beaming like, Brendan, oh my God, you got the girls on, because she's always about that, you know, and she's an amazing.
She'd tell her
to
come on
the fucking
chick
run. Yeah. She might. She knows about it. She actually might. Although every fucking weekend she's got a riding academy,
you know,
right?
She's
got
to want to put a day off. Put the time off.
Getting that black on right now.
You got a mom.
That's right. So, yeah.
I will. Put that time in.
Yeah. Maybe she will. I'll pressure her. So, no, I won't with J-Mo. She beat me up. Just kidding, but she's awesome. She's a good ambassador for female riders as well, and I think
that's what we need.
Yeah, and if she can get some people, some girls from that side of the state to come to the West, like Sean and I said yesterday, man, the West Coast has got it going on. West Side, compared to the East Side, I go all over the state, and I'm always on the West Coast way more. There's so much more biker stuff going on the West Coast. I mean, there's like a swap meet.
Michigan.
Yeah, and there's like a swap meet in Emily City today, right? But I don't think that counts.
There's also the Muskegon Motorcycle Spring Run, so.
Yeah, that's huge.
Started
today
at Mount Garfield, which is one of the oldest hill climbs in America.
For sure it is. Yeah, they're awesome.
How do you beat that?
You can't, right?
Exactly.
So, and then the Chick Run on the West Coast, and then we got Rebel Road. I mean, Flint's got the bikes and the bricks, but there's more. I mean, it just escapes me right now. But I think, and I can't encourage any female rider, intimidated or not, like you said, it's going to go away, and you're not going to... People will come up to you and be welcoming. It's not... And I think that goes for all bikers, but especially females, helping other females.
It is. Like, it's all women. There's no dudes to try to impress or have them look down on you. So, like, we're all helping each other, and, like, hey, if we got, like, hey, here's a pointer, like, or whatever. Like, you're riding too close, like, maybe back off or whatever. Like, we help each other. Yeah. We encourage each other. Yeah. We're here to empower each other and become a sisterhood.
And that's awesome.
That's wonderful. Each time I go, I have felt nothing but positive intention.
That's awesome.
Right. Good.
I don't feel that there's any type of animosity with women. I know that there's some women out there that cause that.
There's guys that cause that shit, too, right?
I'm comfortable to know that people aren't here to be, like, critical.
Annie will kick their ass anyway.
Yeah. I know, I'm trying to follow these questions so I don't get an eye darkened later, right? He's going to fuck me up if I get this wrong. But I think a lot of times you get the testosterone peacock factor at, like, guy runs where the guys are kind of like, I got a patch, look how fucking cool I am. And I don't give a fuck, I'll say it. Everybody knows me that... I'm around a lot of that, so I don't think that would be the case. I don't get that vibe from... There's a couple girl riding groups that I know that I do kind of get that vibe from. They're like, we're a girl group. But most of the time, I think it's more...
Most of the time, though, that vibe is gone on our ride.
Yeah.
Because it's not about that. So, and if it is, we nip that in the bud right away.
Good.
Yeah.
So how... Donations, you guys take donations for, I'm assuming you do basket raffles and shit like that, or?
Yeah, we try to, like, get cool things to donate, or donated to raffle off at. Each stop we do a raffle and sell raffle tickets and give away cool stuff, and yeah, we just try to hit up our community and see what cool shit we can get to throw in there, and so gift cards, like, t-shirts,
whatever
anything,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know my sponsor, Michigan Biker Law, would want to be involved in this. They have 4 female riders. The only law firm in the state that exclusively represents bikers, and everyone rides. Hmm. Everybody in from the main lawyer, Luscious. His name, he hates that. That's why I say it. Larry all the way down to
Luscious Larry.
Luscious, Luscious, Luscious Larry. Yeah. Luscious Larry the lawyer.
I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's Shauna, the other one. It's office manager, she rides. Connie rides, Jill rides, Kayla rides, Katie rides. So there's like five right there. So I think they might want to hook up with you, if not this year, because calendar's already pretty full, as you guys know, I'm sure, and you can't make everything, right? So I'd like to get your info to pass on to them, and I think that's something that they would really be keen on helping with if they can, any way they can.
We'd appreciate any help we can get.
So, we'll link somebody's info for people to donate or come out, get more info. Do you have a Facebook page? Because I've seen it.
Facebook. And Instagram, but Facebook's where you're going to find all the info, because I kind of suck at Instagram.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny. It's
busy. It's summer. What do you want?
We're fucking riding. Eat a dick.
And I'm home, so, like, I don't really care.
Exactly.
Man, I'm fucking fitting in here. All right. But we'll link that up. Get involved. Please don't be intimidated by anybody, any of the female riders that are... You're going to be welcome. It's going to be fun. You're going to want to go... After that, you'll probably find as many rides as you can to go on. I mean, because they're fun anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then you meet other women to ride with, so you don't have to, like, ride with your husband or your boyfriend or your one other person that you know. Like, you meet other people, and we all do some cool shit throughout the whole year. And there's stuff to do every day. So, it's networking.
Yep, for sure. Yep. That's what it's all about, right? It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. I like to say it, though.
But, yeah. you meet some cool people to go do some cool shit.
Yeah. I mean, bikes. Me and Sean got together through bikes. I mean.
And I'm south. I'm Gun Lake area. And they're Ionia.
And I'm Lansing.
Yeah. So,
We're Grand Rapids, so.
Yeah. Awesome. This is good stuff. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you so much.
I wasn't
for
sure.
Us.
I'm like. Too. I'm like, I want to talk to him, but some people are just like, hey, fuck that guy. You know? And I get it. I'm the same way some days.
He's just crazy, right?
All right. Who is he? What the fuck? No. Next year, tell him.
So,
I appreciate that for sure. And shout out to Turbo Gym for letting us use the brothel.
The brothel's
pretty. It's sick, man. There's a lot of cool nostalgia stuff here.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's shit all... You look a lot of times, you're going to see something new every time.
Like, these Indians right here are amazing. It's not on camera, but holy shit.
The motorcycles.
They're, like, watching us right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'll put some pictures up, but...
Look at that. That's pretty cool.
What's that? What?
Somebody's always watching,
so. Oh, yeah. There's two people that watch the show. Me and my mom.
Don't worry, you don't want people to watch it, so there you go. At least this episode.
Right on. Heck yeah. But, all right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Ladies, thanks for coming.
Thank you guys for coming.
Shauna, thank you as always. You've been on the show more than me, I think.
Nice.
It's my show. You've been on it all the time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Riding with Shauna.
She's fucking
awesome. Right. So, and again, thank you. And we'll see you guys all at Rebel Road. Hopefully you guys come out and say no one's going to fucking say they saw it on my show. But anyway, if they do, say that. And maybe there'll be a prize pack for you guys if they saw that. Say that because... I think I'm going to get something together for you. But, okay, so until next time, we'll see you guys out on the roads. Be safe. Hope you guys look them up and go on the run. And you'll see all these ladies there as well. I'm blocking you in. Sorry.
My little side
phone. Yeah?
I have a pit bull that she goes ride with me.
Can I go in a sidecar with a pit bull? I've never been a sidecar ride. I don't want to. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time. And look for info in the link in the description. A link in the, you know what I mean. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram.
He said this is non-alcoholic. So, all right, take care, guys. Yeah, we'll see you next time. All right, that's all.